My guests have revelation from heaven that'll make you the devil's worst nightmare as you navigate these end times. Next. Hello. Kevin Zadi here. And I don't think I have to introduce him. He's been a guest many times. But when he told me what he was working on, I said, you got to come back. He is teaching and demonstrating and praying impartations of holy fire. That begs the question, what is holy fire?
Well said. I saw in heaven that there was a lot of fire. And God's really into fire. Well, I encountered this fire, Sid, and I didn't know exactly when I would be able to release all this. So for many years, I didn't even share these experiences I had. But since I've met you, I've released now to do this. What I saw in heaven was that there was altars of fire, the angels were on fire. And then I saw that there was a sapphire floor that was on fire as well. So holy fire is actually something that's in heaven and that we've encountered on the earth through the day of Pentecost. Through the Holy Spirit. It's part of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is a baptism of fire. And so he said, Kevin, you got to teach people how to yield to the fire and walk in the fire. It's walking in repentance. I can't believe I just used that word.
You did. That's not a word that's often spoken.
Jesus said to produce fruit in keeping with repentance. So somebody's wrong here. I don't think Jesus is wrong. So I'm going to keep with repentance. I'm going to produce my fruit, but I'm also going to keep with repentance. I'm going to stay in there. And it's just like when an angel, like an angel just showed up right now. He just showed up behind me right now.
Okay. This is for
right
real.
Now. Yeah, this is for real. I don't do fake.
Okay. No, I didn't even fake. I thought you were telling me a story.
I know. And all of a sudden, now everything shifts. The message that I'm speaking shifts, from where I speak shifts, my perception shifts. I am speaking from the other realm right this minute, and it's all because something from the other realm, someone, a person, an angel came from the fire in heaven, and he's lit up behind me. It shifts your personality. It shifts your perception, everything about you. And I just want to repent right now because I fear the fear of God. I feel the fear of God right now. I feel the holiness of God, and I want to repent, and I just want to turn my face back to Jesus right now. And I went to heaven, and I have a ministry, but I repent every day, because what happens is when I encounter holy fire, it causes me to want to turn and do the right thing, even when my body and my mind are working against me. And that's for somebody out there. If you are encountering anything right now in the area of temptation, just remember that your character is more important to God than your comfort. At times you're going to feel uncomfortable, but the fire is burning out all the chaff. There's many people right now that are experiencing this fire. They're thinking they did something wrong, but they're not. God is burning out the dross, all the impurities out of their life.
So that you can have your own experiential knowledge with God. Let the fire come. Say that at home and here. Let the fire come. All right, Kevin, you told me an angel just started talking to you.
Yeah.
And how are angels involved in the holy fire?
Well, they actually behold the face of our Father that's in heaven. That's what Jesus said. Don't do anything to these little ones, because they're angels. The children's angels always see the face of their Father in heaven. Well, the angels report back, but when they do, they energize. I saw them coming to the throne. They were catching on fire and energizing, and then coming back and standing beside people and helping them. So angels come and they grab us. They're expediters. They come to grab us and to take us into what God has for us. When the angel, when he shows up like he does in my meetings, everything goes into this hyper, like a hyperdrive. In other words, it goes up a level. And all of a sudden,
I've seen that in your meetings.
Yes, and all of a sudden, you've seen witches come up and repent. You've seen demons flying out of witches. Well, you know, that just doesn't happen. They usually come to disrupt the service. Okay, other things are going to start happening. Right now, like there's people right now, he's telling me that there's are watching this show, that they're being healed. There's all kinds of problems that are being healed in people's backs and necks right now. And not only that, there's a lot of cancer patients. There's a lot of people with cancer. Right now, the tumors are are starting to dissolve. I know where you're going to get reports, Sid. This is because we have to speak from the other realm. We were healed. That means we are healed.
Kevin, when you were in heaven, you talked about a sapphire floor. Mm-hmm. Tell me about the sapphire floor.
I was really surprised, Sid, because I had to look up the scriptures, but I did see this sapphire. It was really, really blue, but it was being lit up by flames, and they were white flames. So I was standing on the floor because I had walked on it, and the Lord stopped me. He said, "Oh, this is only if I bid you to come." And I said, "Well, Lord, you know, I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You
were taught that."
Yeah, and I started
to say it.
Say all those scriptures. I'm holy as you're holy. And he said, "Oh, no." He said, "This sapphire floor is not positional. This is relational." He said, "Enoch can walk on this floor." He said, because Enoch walked separate in the fear of the Lord and in holiness. He said, "Kevin," he said, "many that day will come, and I will say to them, 'I never knew you.'" And he said, "They will say, 'I cast out devils, I healed the sick.'" He said, "Those people believed in me, but they didn't walk with me."
Tell me about the white fence.
Well, this is what he took me next. We walked outside. We were accelerated out to where it was, it looked like where the spirit realm ends and it goes into the physical realm. On that was a white fence, and it was symbolic. There was a white fence, and there were all these Christians that were on the fence. And I said, "What is this?" He said, "My people are asking, how close can I get to the world and live in the world and still get to heaven, when they should be asking me where the hottest spot in heaven is, which is the sapphire stone, which is mentioned in Exodus 24:10. God came down on the mountain with the sapphire stone." And he had a tear in his eye, and he said, "I didn't hang on a cross and suffer and die for the fence. I hung in, and I bought my got my father's people back so that they can walk on sapphire stone."
Tell me about another room, the gold, the room with the gold glory cloud.
Okay, so he quickly ushered me down a hallway back in the building again, off to the side, on the left side. There was a hallway with many doors. We went down about five or six, maybe seven doors, and went in there. And there was nothing on the door to label like the rest of them. Well, when I got in there, the glory cloud was in there. And there was so thick that I could see Jesus about 5 feet from me, but I couldn't see the floor, I couldn't see the ceiling, there was no furniture that I could see. And I felt such acceptance in that room, such love and acceptance, one with God. And I started to cry, and I said, "Lord, what is this?" And he said, "When you stepped into this room, you stepped into our Father's heart." And I was valued, I was loved. And I was fully accepted in the Father. And I was telling my wife about this, and one morning while we were sitting there praying in our chairs, the glory came in so strongly, and I said, "Kathy, this is the room." And we were both weeping under the love. It was the love of the Father that he has for us. I was made in his image, Sid. We were all made in his image. And he bought us back, and that is the true salvation. That's what the church needs to walk in right now.
I want you to lead us in repentance right now. I'll repeat after you.
Okay. Father, we repent. Just say it. We repent.
We
in
repent.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
we
of Jesus.
We have not focused on you, Father.
We have not focused on you, Father.
And we turn our face back towards you.
And we turn our face
and
back
we,
towards you.
And we, Lord, ask that forgiveness for this country.
And Lord, we ask for forgiveness for this country.
And we speak it out into over this country.
And we speak it out over this country.
We call this country to repentance.
We call this country to repentance.
And we thank you, Father, we walk in your fear. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
We thank you, Father, we walk in your fear of the Lord, the beginning of wisdom.
Amen.
Amen. Kevin Zadai and Kathy, his wife, pray in tongues or supernatural languages more than anyone I know. They say it's the secret to their power. They will demonstrate this by interpreting their own tongues and prophesying over you when we return. Be right back. Hello, YouTube Mishpocha. Mishpocha is a Hebrew word. It means family. This is Sid Roth. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. If you've been blessed by this show, please subscribe. Then click the bell so you won't miss a single episode of It's Supernatural.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, I have my friends Kevin and Kathy Zadai here. They're praying in tongues all the time. Why, Kathy, do you two pray in tongues all the time? I mean, even just because Paul said he prayed without ceasing, you're trying to match him?
Yeah. Or more.
We're actually trying to beat him.
Trying to beat him.
Seriously, why is it so important to pray in tongues, Kevin?
Well, first of all, it's a command of the Lord that we're to yield to the Spirit, and we're not to fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, Paul talks about this in Romans 8. If believers would just live in Romans 8, they would do a lot better. So the Spirit of the Lord wants to pray through us, but He wants to pray on our behalf, and He does this by us yielding to Him. It says that in verse 26 of Romans 8, it says that in our weakness, the Spirit comes in and grabs us and lifts us up and super intercedes through us the mysteries of God's will. I mean, that's a great deal. You could pray perfect prayers. So it's really a command of the Lord. And Paul said, you know, I pray in tongues more than all of you do. And he was an apostle. So how about us? We're just believers, but we can be super interceding for this nation, for this world, for our daily lives. Kathy and I are addicted to speaking in tongues and praying in the Spirit.
Kathy, Kevin told me just about everyone you pray for starts speaking in tongues. Have you prayed for many?
Yes, it started happening in our meetings a few years ago. And yeah, it's just been happening, which is a great joy to us because we want everybody to speak in tongues. We believe, as the Bible teaches, that it's for every believer. Every believer needs to pray in tongues.
Now, take me into your home right now. You've got a cup of coffee maybe, and you're ready to pray. You pray together usually or no?
Yes.
All right, you're ready to pray together. Could you two demonstrate to me what you two do? Is that okay?
Well, what happens is the deal is whoever wakes up first, sometimes it's at 1:30, like the last couple of nights it's been 1 o'clock in the morning, 1:30, the Spirit will wake one of us.
My wife would not like me coming in. Let's pray in tongues at 1:30 in the morning.
But that's why I'm married to Kathy.
She likes it.
We yell out, whoever wakes up first starts praying in tongues and yells yes really loud and wakes the other person up. Because we're saying yes to God's will.
Right.
We both get up, we're praying in tongues, we go out, push the brew button, and we go out and we...
That was the brew button.
Yeah.
So we sit and we pray in tongues for a period of time, and then we will talk amongst each other and ask, you know, what is the Lord showing us, or what is it that the Lord's telling us? Should we stay up and do some more? And if we start to fall asleep, we do circles around our house, our house.
I want you to, Kathy, I want you to pray in tongues, and I'd like to see Kevin interpret that. Is that putting you on the spot, or can I?
Well, no, that's fine.
And if it's a prophecy for people, just prophesy to them.
It will be.
Go for it.
Yeah.
Go. It will be. Now, if that isn't faith, I don't know what is.
Thank you, Father.
Just yield to the Spirit.
Kompoko rabas ne etunu shuvunta vite jut amaklit nikifo krand kliki anta savu nebe nomo reni ha 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 ha.
The Lord says that just as you will see the Spirit of the Lord come on Sid Roth this year, he will go into the next phase of his ministry. Everybody will not be expecting what's about to happen to him. The anointing is going to come on him just as it is going to come upon him. It's a coming upon you this year as well. The spirit of prophecy to prophesy. Ha, ha, ha. You're going to tell the devil, ha, ha, ha. Amen. This nation is about to turn. The history books will show.
There'll
be a big question mark because no one will be able to explain. They thought what they've already seen is something. You just wait. This next term of President Trump, it's going to flip everything.
Have you seen if he's going to win?
Yes, but see, this is what I saw. I saw cars upside down on fire. There were all kinds of riots. People, the devil was mad.
Why would they be rioting?
Because the devil didn't get his way. And so
he didn't want President Trump in office?
Right, and President Trump will be standing there saying, let's make America great, just like he's always said.
Yes.
And they're like, wait, we can't kill this guy, we can't get rid of him. The devils are going to be upset because this nation is coming back to its the forefathers, the roots of this nation.
Pray in tongues for about 30 seconds and interpret.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Lekien gorma snikito sha vit nukut maha heko krindi ashte vosh ahale ele etni ando uma se kenehe nikoto ne shepe.
The Spirit of the Lord says, I've gone before you and I am separating between the enemy's armies that have surrounded you. They are separating and they will glow, but they will not be able to touch you as you walk through. I am causing you to triumph over your enemies. The sword of the Lord has been drawn. Follow me, says the Lord. I always win.
Now, when we return, heaven will be released. I know you're ready.
Call now and get Kevin Zadai's anointed and powerful five-part audio CD teaching, Releasing Heaven Now. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 3522. Kevin Zadai has visited heaven on many occasions, and each encounter has resulted in new and powerful revelation. Kevin says, in heaven there is no sickness, no lack of provision, no oppression, no depression. There is complete protection from the enemy. You experience completeness and wholeness. Now, Kevin wants you to know how to release what's in heaven into your own life now. In this five-part audio teaching series, Kevin reveals what God's holy fire is and why we need it, explains holy angels and their connection to God's holy fire, imparts how you can walk in a greater realm of God's glory, reveals details about the sapphire floor in the throne room of heaven, shares how to access the heavenly throne room of the Father's heart, reveals how to walk in the glory of God and be cleansed by God's holy fire, explains the benefits of waiting on God in the secret place, shares how to walk daily in supernatural healing, deliverance, and signs and wonders. Also on this special audio teaching series, Kevin prays for you to have encounters with the holy fire, begin releasing heaven, break free from addictions and bondage, walk in divine health, supernatural provision and protection, receive supernatural healing, wisdom, and revelation.
The Father is shining His face upon you. You have favor because you have pleased Him. Feel the beams of light coming from His face because He loves you and He's come to heal you. He's come to take you to the place where there are no questions. He's going to take you to the throne and let you sit with Him in heavenly places.
Don't miss out on getting Kevin Zadai's anointed and powerful five-part audio CD teaching, Releasing Heaven Now. It's exclusive for our It's Supernatural audience. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 3522. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 3522 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, Kevin. And Kathy, I promised the people that you would pray for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, releasing tongues, and you would pray for the impartation of the holy fire. And I'm going to turn you loose. Go for it. And then, hey, at home and here, I want you to know, at here, I can tell if you're not participating, and I may walk right up to you, right in your face. At home, you don't know how the supernatural works. Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm gonna go first. Okay, so let's just all pray together, and there's also gonna be people on TV. Everybody who ever watches this show, pray along with us. Just let's raise your hands.
And I'll repeat after them, and you say it with me as I repeat it.
Okay, and just bottom line is, just like Jesus has already died, the Holy Spirit has already come. So it's like a Christmas present. He just wants us to receive. And so, Father, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit.
Father, we thank you for sending the Holy Spirit, Father.
And we thank you, Jesus, for dying and making a way.
We thank you, Jesus, for dying and making a way.
And so, Lord, we receive.
And so, Lord, we receive.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
With evidence of speaking in tongues.
With evidence of speaking in tongues.
And now I'm going to pray for you, Lord. I pray for my brothers and sisters, Lord, that you release their tongue and fill them to overflowing with the Holy Ghost and with fire. In Jesus' name, and just a simple instruction, it says in Acts 2:4, they began to speak as the Spirit gave them utterance. So it's a partnership. Just like a baby who learns how to talk, he or she has to open his mouth. So let's all pray together. Salakura eshene konongo rashere olovoro borava shenekete soto borava basara borro soto salabono sabalaboraba babasa. And if you've never spoken, just make a sound. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Kevin, I want you to pray for the baptism of the Holy Fire. Fire.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you came to baptize in the Spirit and with fire.
Yes, thank
and I thank you that the same fire that's burning right before you right now at the altar, the same fire that's on the sapphire floor, the same fire that's lighting up the seraphim's wings right now, we receive that fire in the name of Jesus. Fire!
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank
fire.
You, Father.
Receive the fire.
Father. Thank
fire.
You.
Fire!
Ha ha ha.
Whoa.
Fire.
Fire. This is permanent. This is a fire that does not go out, says the Lord. Receive the fire. Yield to the fire. This is the beginning of your life.
Holy Ghost and fire.
Where you end and I begin, says the Lord.
Holy Ghost and
it begins
fire.
With fire.
Yes. Holy Ghost and
yield
fire.
To the fire. I have this. I have this. I have this scroll in my hand that is written about you. I'm opening it. It's a good report. It's one that you will succeed at. You will prosper. Everything you put your hand to do. The Lord's saying, I have plans for you.
Yes.
They're good plans. Plans for you to prosper. Wow. And fire is your friend.
Yes. Embrace the fire. Fire is a fire.
Jesus.
Fire. Thank you, Father.